Cause. Those who have a why to live can bear almost anyhow. Viktor Frankl. Chapter 6. What is your why? Finding your why is the core nucleus and driver for what you're doing. If your answer is to get rich, then I'd argue that's not enough. Sure, it can be a motivator, but it's not going to sustain you during the ups and downs of business or to actually build something meaningful. And the fact is, I've never seen anybody truly succeed in the long run who's only looking at what they're going to get. In one of my very first journals about 15 years ago, I wrote a core value of, I get rich by enriching others 10x to 100x what they pay me in return. That's become my internal formula to judge a project or offering. If it's in sync with an unyielding natural law, not surprisingly, when you deliver that much value, the marketplace compensates you accordingly. This goes along with the famous quote that motivational speaker Zig Ziglar frequently used. You can get anything you want if you help enough people get what they want. Taken another way, the evolved enterprise can serve the greatest collective good, yet still remain totally self-serving for you. A beautiful notion of what actually is best for the whole is best for you. The marketplace is always self-correcting, so the real strategy to enduring and lasting wealth is to over-deliver as much as you can and provide just as much value. Now you can turbocharge that with an authentic cause or big reason why you're actually in business. And I saw this firsthand with my 10-year-old dude, Zach. For the past 4 years, we put on a family freedom event for kids ages 6 to 16 tailored to their interests and comprehension. We have some fun family experiences, sessions for the parents, and specific ones for the kids. Then the kids break up into teams to learn about business and run different ventures. We've done it over July 4th before, and we've moved it around now. It's going to be over New Year's this time. But the businesses previously were for July 4th, so they're related to products and services to July 4th. Now, the children would create their own promotions and pricing, understand their budgets, and then market them to the 4th of July crowd. Now, my son Zach's a little less outgoing than his younger sister Zoe, but when we added a charitable component to his team's venture, he couldn't be stopped. They were selling glow sticks, and his opening pitch was, save the bay, buy a glow stick. I've never seen him so committed before, and it's because he was also helping a cause bigger than himself. I was really, really proud of him. I got Zach down here with me, actually. Zach, do you remember selling glow sticks at the Family Freedom event?
Yeah.
Yeah? And did you like it?
Yeah.
What do you like about the Family Freedom event?
It's just fun because, like, you get to, like, see a lot of people and you just, like, get to sell and do things that you like.
Do you like selling?
Yeah.
Kind of. Do you remember, were you scared to walk up to people?
Well, when I was younger, I was, sort of.
Do you remember what you said now that when we went to Annapolis? What you
save the bay or some like save the bay by glow sticks.
Yeah. Why did you guys pick Save the Bay, or why was that important to you?
Well, I thought it was important because like if you get like if you go in like an ocean and the Chesapeake Bay goes into like the ocean, so you don't want to be like in like dirty water or anything like that.
Yeah, I remember you just went up to so many people and said, save the bay, buy a light stick. You were like so excited. I've never seen you talk to more people ever. I was really proud of you. So that's just a small example. And when you truly tie in something that really fits, you see dramatic jumps. Working with Maverick Next member, Anthony Balduzzi, we developed a key cause that truly made sense around his life story. Anthony was already doing well with his health and fitness information publishing company, but was in the midst of a serious rebranding initiative. Put a lot of thought into both the updated website design and revamped branding message to specifically niche down to helping men over 40 lose weight, regain their energy. But I didn't think that was enough. So here's how Anthony describes our work together. Our big aim with the rebranding was to empower our information publishing business model to have a far greater social impact than simply selling ebooks and weight loss courses online. Within the first 10 minutes of the call, Yannick adeptly assessed the strong, unexploited niche that our rebranded business could become a market leader in, helping fathers over 40 lose weight and regain their vibrant health. With our more focused audience in place, Yannick then helped us construct a new product offering, Weight Loss Challenge for Charity, that would help increase our revenue, improve our customer experience, and enable our brand to have the social impact we wanted with our rebrand with 10x the potential brand impact. So that's all Anthony's story. And it started out with actually digging into his story. And I helped kind of uncover and help create a more meaningful connection to his cause. Tragically, Anthony's father died from brain cancer just before his 10th birthday, and that created a burning desire to help that's never gone away. Together, we came up with the concept for Fit Father Project, fitfatherproject.com, and it's full steam ahead for him. As he says on his site, I promised Dad that no fathers would ever have to go through his pain and lack of health, not on my watch. and I set out on a 10-year mission to figure out exactly how men get and stay healthy for life. I know it's what Dad would have wanted. We then worked on matching up this compelling story with a cause that would matter and really fit here. Going back to the time when he was a kid, he picked Camp Kesem as their cause because that put kids into summer camps whose parents were battling cancer. And he has a really innovative model that we developed to make a difference. We donate a baseline of 10% of our profits to Camp Kesem. For every pound you lose on any of our products, we donate an additional $1 directly to a Camp Kesem attendee fund. So that's fitfatherproject.com/camp-kesem, K-E-S-E-M, if you want to check that out. Now, if you're paying attention, you notice Anthony's compelling story. We'll talk more about that in the next section because it's such a huge component here. And all of these elements really work in concert together and synergistically create a greater whole than the sum of their parts. I also like the way 2Degrees Foods, 2DegreeFoods.com, clearly states their reason why on their site. We fight childhood hunger. It's why we exist. We do this by asking people to reconsider their daily purchases. At 2Degree Foods, we believe that your everyday purchase choices have a big impact. Instead of grabbing just any snack, you can now choose one that feeds your hunger and helps you do the same for a hungry child. That's the power of the buy one, give one model. For every 2Degrees bar you buy, we feed a hungry child. So that's pretty good. So they're using the one-for-one model, like we talked about, to create a direct impact to feed one child when you purchase one bar. To date, they've donated over 1 million meals by working with several on-the-ground cause partners in different areas of the world, so their impact scoreboard. I first heard of 2Degrees Food Bars on a United flight because they're one of the featured in-air snacks for purchase. And that's another huge bonus that you'll see when you apply the Evolved Enterprise concepts here in a genuine way. Bigger companies actually want to look to potentially partner with you because of that halo effect. And if you choose the bigger partner correctly, it's a good move for everybody. You get to benefit from their increased distribution and exposure, and they get a little bit of that good impact that you do. So not only will partners be interested, but the press will be intrigued, and even celebrities, all sorts of people, if you're making a genuine difference. Inauthentic hurts more than it helps. Picking your cause should have either personal significance for you or be tied back to your product in an area that your customers would want to see their support go to. If you're just trying to piggyback on a cause to get brownie points, you might get some bump in sales and revenues, but you won't see a dramatic lift in team engagement or customers actually becoming serious advocates for you. You see this with multinationals that simply add a charity component without really considering how it fits into their overall DNA more deeply. 2010, a KFC campaign, they put out pink buckets of chicken to fight breast cancer. For each pink bucket of chicken, KFC would donate 50 cents to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. I didn't even see any tie-in until a friend pointed out that it might be around breasts of chicken in women. Huh, all right, nice. So this triggered a PR disaster because one of the risk factors for breast cancer, actually any cancer, is a high fat diet and saturated fat and obesity. With the total interconnectedness of the web, this goof created a serious black eye for the company involved and the cause partner. That's why I believe you need to seriously consider who you partner with and what capacity. Choosing a cause partner. Some brands and businesses lend themselves more easily to work with cause partners. For instance, a food company might align with serving meals to the homeless or a food kitchen. It makes sense and there's a perfect tie-in. However, you don't have to only be pigeonholed based on your category. It's critical to consider your own story, what authentically fits, and what your customers are ultimately looking for. Another example is working with another Maverick Next member, and I worked with him. He was putting together a line of clothing in a very particular marketplace. Now, I'll keep the details a little vague since I don't want to give away everything as he's still in the process of implementing these ideas. The marketplace already had some well-defined community values in place, and we chose well-known cause partners to match those community values. We spent a lot of time talking about identity and community, which is coming up real soon. And then after that session, here's what he reported. I felt like applying Evolved Enterprise to our business takes it a step up from being a basic transactional retailer to the next level of being an entity bigger than just itself with more purpose. Evolved Enterprise is a different type of thinking that helps focus on delivering value. I couldn't agree more. This type of thinking does take your business to another level beyond a one-dimensional transactional company. And I was really excited to work with some of the Maverick Next members originally about this. We call them Nexters. And you can check them out at mavericknext.com. It's for young entrepreneurs 25 and under who are already doing six figures or already successful. Now, another consideration could be your ingredients or components of your product. One Evolved Enterprise in Colorado is an artisan tea company, Tico Teas, and they made commitments to build beehives based on their sales because of the importance bees have in our world. And honey is also part of their iced tea, so they're using their impact here. They have a little fun with it by saying they've impacted 20,000 jobs, talking about the bees, of course, and the number of hives they've been able to adopt. When looking for cause partners, check out GuideStar.org and CharityNavigator.org. Both of those resources will allow you to search by categories and give you a good look at the charity's ratios of serving versus administrative costs. Choosing between known and unknown causes. One consideration is whether you partner with a well-known charity or a smaller one. With a known partner, you're getting built-in name recognition that might have a bump for you in overall sales. But with a relatively unknown partner, you're making a more direct difference typically. One tip, if you're going to work with a bigger cause partner and you are a smaller company, then there are lots of hoops to jump through. I would make contact with the local office since they're usually much easier to work with and you get the same name recognition. That's exactly what I did back in 2003 for my 30th birthday bash in Orlando. We held a birthday party for 530 of my best customers, and the only way to get in was a $50 donation to Make-A-Wish. I worked out with the Orlando chapter there, Make-A-Wish, and they were super excited to come in for the $25,000 check that we raised for them. And we won because attendees felt great about their registration fee. Today, we solely focus on entrepreneurship for our impact. Because to me, entrepreneurs are the world's catalysts. And individually, we drive growth, value creation, innovation. But collectively, I believe 21st century entrepreneurs have the greatest leverage available to impact the globe, which is our reason why. Changing the way business is played. Connecting and catalyzing the world's most impactful entrepreneurs, mavericks, and influencers to co-create a meaningful global shift in business. Like us, you don't have to just pick one cause partner if you don't want to. You can have certain products related to different causes that match up, like we looked at Involved Enterprise Impact Model number 4B, Donate Where You Want. For instance, with our Maverick Impact Fund, we have helped support programs ranging from microenterprise in East Africa to ex-defenders in East LA. To me, the theme is always around entrepreneurship and making a difference to underserved communities. Even more than cash, I'm also interested in how our Maverick Network can contribute their brain power, resources, and network to make a difference. We incorporate this in a significant way directly into each of our events and experiences, so it's not just a, oh, by the way, but actually baked right in. As you're considering the cause, you need to decide if it's simply a one-time promotional type thing or truly built into your business in some way. No question, being truly integrated gives you a greater impact, but dipping your toes into the water is okay too, with a specific cause and a specific promotion. That way you can see if there really is something to this Evolved Enterprise stuff. One more consideration is how you can leverage a cause partner in mutually beneficial ways. Make-A-Wish is probably not going to promote you to their donors, but a smaller cause might. Get creative. I know one Maverick 1000 member who's piggybacking with some of the biggest charities out there because he offers them a way to tell their story even better, and his material then becomes a ride-along. So it's a nice win-win.